Good morning, and we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Mark Erickson, the Activities Director for the Red Oak Community School District. Mr. Erickson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
A late night for you last night. I saw you on Facebook Live there.
It was
for a while, and thank you for doing that.
Oh,
you
love
to quite do it, quite a few people watching that that late in the night.
And,
and very, very nice to have that.
It's you know, one of the things we do, I suppose, is keep up with the weather.
Yeah.
Are you ready for shuffling of activities, Mr. Erickson?
Might be a little. We've shuffled a little bit already to try to give us the best shot for things tonight. But there may be a little more shuffling later on, depending on how things are looking.
The terminology that they're using from the National Weather Service is interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, large to giant hail.
That's one I haven't heard before.
I mean, that's...
You know, large to giant.
Yeah. So what does that mean? 4+ inches, potentially. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see if that develops.
Let's hope it calms down and and doesn't end up happening that way.
That could just be a big whiff. Right?
Oh my gosh!
That would be perfect.
That would be perfect.
So anyway, so Mr. Erickson, we're right at the end of the school year here, right? Literally this week, isn't it?
Yeah, school year's winding down. Last day of school for kids is Thursday. That's a change from the original school calendar. It was going to be Friday, but a little adjustment to help with the Inman project there. So one thing I want to point out is that's a full day of school.
Thursday,
a lot of times
Thursday is.
That last day is an 11 o'clock dismissal or early dismissal. Thursday's a full day, but that is the last day for kids. So
overall, a good year, Mr. Erickson. Overall, evaluate the year for me.
Yeah, so our senior athletic awards night, senior academic awards night, baccalaureate, graduation. You know, May is just crazy, filled with activities. And everything went really well. Graduation was fantastic yesterday. The storms and everything kind of held off, I think, for most of the parties.
Yep.
And the weekend was a little bit crazier Saturday there with Friday night into Saturday. So
that was one of the things. I know that there were a number of grad parties this weekend. I was just, you work and try to get ready for that. And then, you know, that whole thing kind of throws a wrench into it. So
It did for sure. There's that hail came. I was at Mason Fisher's out at the country club. And, boy, I showed up and everybody was just at the windows just watching it come down. And a lot of damage out there and not fun to deal with.
Absolutely. So a good year overall.
Yeah.
Hitting those end-of-year activities. But overall, a good year, you'd say.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic year and just – a lot of good effort by students, staff, volunteers. You know, our volunteers work tirelessly. We just have a bunch of people who help us pull off the events and just appreciate everybody so much.
Let's talk about the awards for High School Musical Theater Awards. Tell me about that, Mr.
So our production of The Sound of Music received some very prestigious awards, and I wanted to make sure we mention those.
Absolutely.
So first of all, outstanding overall performance. Which means that they were the top 25 in the state. Outstanding achievement for ensemble. And then some outstanding achievement for some individuals here. Outstanding achievement in a principal role for Lily Marsden, Anna Butts, Will Pollock, Madeline Parker, and Caitlin Britton. Special recognition in a principal role for Sawyer Bruce. And then Madeline Parker was selected to compete in the triple threat competition.
Oh.
And it recognizes kids who demonstrate excellence in acting, dancing, and singing talents. And I believe she has a chance to move on to a national awards show and a trip to New York City. So congratulations to all of those kids and Madeline as well. So
when will that be? When is that, Mr. Erickson? The 28th?
Yeah. Awards show is Thursday the 28th at the Civic Auditorium in Des Moines. And Lily and Anna will perform in the opening medley, and Madeline will perform in the triple threat medley. That's live streamed on Iowa PBS. And then I'm almost positive it's replayed on Iowa Public Television. I don't want to say, I think it's in June sometime.
Okay. Wow, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, we'll get all that information out for people. And you know, as a side note to all that, Mr. and Mrs. Marsden, our directors, had some damage from the weather this weekend.
Yes, they did.
And for them to even be at graduation yesterday, Lily graduated.
Yep.
Had the I think her party was Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It was able to recover some of the things that they needed there, but I think a lot of their property and valuables there,
mm-hmm.
and things are going to be a total loss. It sounded like so. Definitely thoughts and prayers with them, of course, just caught up with them a little bit yesterday. They're handling things in such a positive way. Just amazing for all they've been through.
Top-notch people.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, dealing with all of that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we're blessed to have them
certainly,
our school district for sure.
You bet. The kind of people you want, Mr. Erickson.
Absolutely.
Sure, so. All right. Mark Erickson with me, the activities director from the Red Oak Community School District. Mr. Erickson, boys district golf, are we going to...
Yeah, so if we can get into postseason events,
what are we going to do?
We will see what happens at Shenandoah today. Weston Kouse,
yep,
made it as an individual. He's playing today in that district final to advance to state as an individual. Again, weather permitting,
mm-hmm.
and then later on this week, Wednesday, Emily Siebenecker is also competing as an individual. She gets to play at Lincoln Valley Golf Course in State Center, Iowa. I've never been there.
What time is the boys in Shenandoah scheduled to begin, you know?
I think they are scheduled to begin at 9 or 10 this morning.
Oh, that could be good.
You know, they may be able to pull it off.
That'd be good.
We hosted districts, and I think we were done with everything around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So we hosted the first round, so... Yeah, they may actually be able to get that in today.
Okay.
So cross our fingers for everybody in Shenandoah.
You bet. Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about track, and we'll start with boys here. What do we have to talk about?
Yeah, boys.
They've had some phenomenal performances,
yeah,
haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. They've gone above and beyond here and got a lot of guys going to state. It'll be a fun week for them. First of all, the 4x8, that's Emmanuel Grass, Hayden Heatbrink, Bryce Williams, Reese Montgomery, and the alternate is Osel Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Making it in three events, the 100, 200, and 400 would be Cale Hall, recently signed to Simpson.
Yeah, pretty remarkable.
Go Storm.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely wonderful season for him and all the guys.
Yep.
In the 800, Reese Montgomery and Hayden Heatbrink. 1600 and 3200, Emmanuel Grass. So, E-man's participating in the 4x8, 1600, and 3200.
Mm.
So lots of running for him.
A lot of steps. A lot of steps.
Yeah, a lot of steps,
wow,
for him. And then on the girls' side, long jump, Jocelyn O'Neill. And she also qualified in the 200 and the 400. So we have three kids who are competing in three events there. So congratulations to all of the track participants there and the coaches. Just fantastic season overall and kind of culminating in Des Moines here later this week.
That is so I was going to ask you about that. When is it? How can people – is there a link available for that? Or how
if they go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association site,
yeah,
or the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union site, they have the schedule up there. Starts Thursday.
Okay.
Our kids will be taking off Thursday morning. First events are Thursday afternoon, and then just depending on the event, could be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
A lot of respect for those.
It's
a lot of athleticism there with that. So,
oh, for sure.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Soccer. Talk to me about soccer. Are we going to get that in, Mr. Erickson? That's right?
Yeah. As far as any of the events, this would be maybe one of the more iffy events for tonight. We do host Riverside in the first round postseason game today. It was scheduled originally for 7 p.m. We've moved it up to 5:15 p.m. That's at Russ Benda Field.
Can you move it to 9 this morning?
Yeah, this was the earliest Riverside could make it, and it worked out for officials. So
what is the time? 5:15.
5:15.
Okay. All right. 5:15.
So made that change, and we will just watch the weather.
Yeah.
And if things hold true, it's likely we would have to move that to tomorrow or or later on, but we shall see. And the winner of the game moves on to play Trainer on May 27th.
Okay.
So, and then the girls, as far as postseason goes, girls soccer travels to Harlan on May 26th, and the winner of that moves on to play Tri-Center on May 28th.
Okay.
So good luck to our boys and girls soccer teams.
You bet.
In the postseason.
You'll let us know, and you always do, Mr. Erickson, if that game happens to be postponed. And
yes.
We'll keep our fingers crossed that you get it in. That would be really nice to get that taken care of. So.
Yeah, we'll hope the forecast is just way off somehow.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So, all righty. Boys tennis, what's going on there?
Yeah, we hosted boys tennis district Saturday. And before I kind of get into how the kids did, so Friday night we had the wind come through.
Yep.
And just crazy amount of wind come through. We didn't have any damage on our property personally. Went down to the track and in high school, and our high jump pit was over by the admission shed.
Okay, yeah.
So it's super heavy, had a lot of rain on it. They're like sponges. I couldn't believe when I showed up that it had traveled that far. Luckily, it didn't escape the whole facility.
Yes.
A lot of trash around, and then up at the high school, trees down, limbs, leaves, just a mess there. I sent an email out and a few texts to coaches asking them to try to contact some kids if anyone was available. Within about 20 minutes, we had about 30 people there helping out.
Isn't that cool?
Which was, yeah just absolutely amazing. I was just sitting there thinking there was no way we're going to be able to host tennis. You know, that next day, that next morning, almost sent a text to all the tennis coaches saying we're going to have to at least postpone. And everybody just pitched in and
that's awesome.
And got things ready. Our maintenance guys, Roger, Chris, and Jeremy were all there. Roger beat me there on Saturday morning, had half of the tennis court blown off by the time I got there. So just a really big effort, and I'm just thankful to everyone for making that possible and pitching in.
Nice of that they show up absolutely and get that taken care of. So
yes,
you bet.
Yep. So
you were able to have the tennis match then?
Yeah, we were able to get it in, and the last match finished. It was around 5 o'clock. We had to move it inside. That hailstorm, everything kind of just came through there. Within about, I don't know, it wasn't expected that early, so
it
just kind of snuck up on us. I went to a graduation for 10 minutes, and when I came back, it was severe thunderstorm warning.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, got that finished up. Team did not have anybody advance. They played really well overall. Had some really good individual players at the tournament this year, and teams. So they will move on and play team tennis postseason. It's a sub-state semifinal at Shenandoah this Wednesday. That's at 9 a.m., and the winner of that plays the winner of Clarinda in St. Albert. And they play three doubles matches first, followed by six singles matches, and it's the first team to win five that advances on. So if anybody kind of wants to, on the inside of how that works for tennis, that's how it works.
Okay, very cool. Mark Erickson with me, the activities director with the Red Oak Community School District. Baseball and softball season is here.
Yeah, it's here. They started in early May with official practice.
Yep.
And, baseball starts out with four games this week.
Boy, that's jumping right into it.
It definitely is. Yeah, the arms better be ready to go
sure.
So today they travel to FM. That's, again, weather permitting.
What time is that scheduled start?
That is a 5:30 JV start as of right now, with the approximately 7:30 varsity start. Tomorrow we host Missouri Valley. Thursday we host Griswold for baseball. And then Friday they travel to West Central Valley. So busy week for baseball to start out with.
How about softball?
Softball, we have two games this week, both at home. Tomorrow we host Essex. And Friday we host Sydney.
Okay.
And that'll do it.
So who's the baseball coach this year, Mr. Erickson, is?
Head coach is Tristan Johnson.
Assistant
by Josh Kipley.
Okay.
And then on the softball side, Alec Ruskell is our head coach. He'll be assisted by Timberly Bentley and Josie McCunn. And then I'll be helping out as a volunteer assistant as well on the softball side.
So has it been odd, Mr. Erickson?
Not, it has.
You coached baseball for how long?
11 years.
11 years. This is your first year to step away from that.
I've been kind of down at the track and for soccer matches, practices going on, and it is strange. It's kind of I've had a little more time here and there, so it's kind of bittersweet in ways, but you see those guys competing. We have a great group coming back. Just very coachable players. And, I miss it. But
it's kind of nice to be there and be involved with Kaylee
going
through now.
Yeah, it has been.
Most people may know your daughter, Kaylee.
Yes.
She's a freshman going into her sophomore year at this point, right?
So, she was able to play last year. And she's really looking forward to this season. We're young. A lot of eighth graders and two sophomores and two freshmen, one senior. So you're young, going to maybe take some lumps here and there, but they're super coachable, great attitudes, great mindset, and I'm looking forward to the year. It'll be fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. So graduation's come and gone. Last day of class is Thursday.
Thursday.
It's a full day.
Full day.
Out for summer.
That's it. School's out for summer.
You bet.
Yeah.
Wrapping up postseason with some tennis and track.
Yeah, tennis, track,
and then
golf.
Golf, and then headed into baseball and softball.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. It's on.
You just keep rolling.
Got to keep rolling.
What's the rest of your day hold today?
Probably just kind of looking at the weather.
Yeah.
I might give you a text or call or
get some
inside information on this weather.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated on everything. We appreciate you always getting the word out.
Yeah, love to do it.
Everybody. And people can also follow along on the activities calendar. Easiest way to probably find that is redoakschools.org. Click on the activity calendar there. That'll take them straight to Bound. And as soon as we make changes on Bound, it shows up there right away. That should be about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Mr. Erickson. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for stopping by. Mark Erickson with me, activities director with the Red Oak Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.